Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm glad you're here. Barbara Graham is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara is a new friend. She is a professional writer. She's the author of Women Who Run With the Poodles, which is, I don't have that book, but I think I need to get it because it sounds like it's a lot of fun. She frequently contributes to many other publications, including Oprah Magazine and Glamour, et cetera, et cetera. She's also a grandmother, and which is, as I said earlier, puts her pretty high up on my list. And she's the editor of an outstanding new book called Eye of My Heart, which is a compilation of articles written by 27 grandmothers. And she's our new friend, Barbara Graham. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. My audience knows, Barbara, that like you, I'm a grandparent.
Right.
You have a granddaughter.
I do.
I have three grandsons and one and another grandson on the way, and so we're going to talk about grandmothers a lot today, but I want to try to stick a little grandfather stuff in there too, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
But you know, the thing that I remember when people talk to me about grandchildren. When I first had my children and my parents were going gaga over my kids, they talked about how much they loved them. And I thought, well, they said, you just wait till you have your own grandchildren. And I said, and I thought to myself, how could I love somebody more than I love my children? I couldn't understand it. And now that I'm a grandparent, here's what I've come up with. Having grandchildren is like finding a new kind of candy.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, you know, you raise your children, and you have all kinds of issues, but, you know, pretty much they grow up, they leave, they're fine, and then all of a sudden you're like a teenager with a crush again when you get a grandchild. That's how it felt to me.
Yeah, no question about it. I remember the first time, Barbara, my oldest grandson, when he was just a little bitty guy, he was at my office, and I was sitting on the edge of a sofa. I was just kind of half on and half off, just talking to him, and he picked up a photograph in my office there that had me. I was one of four guys in this photograph,
mm-hmm.
And he picked it up and he looked at it, and he looked at me and he looked back at the photograph, and he pointed to me and he said, "Poppy."
Oh.
That was the first time he'd ever said my name. And Barbara, you know what? I went down.
Uh-huh.
I collapsed in the floor. I had no control. I mean, I just collapsed.
Yeah.
They have that power, don't they?
They do, and you really don't understand it. You don't get it until you have a grandchild. I heard women and men just kind of, you know, over the moon about their grandchildren, and I thought, okay, I mean, it sounds nice.
I get
really
it.
It's a little much here, but the truth is, it's like falling in love all over again,
mm-hmm.
And it's just a love fest, and I think, you know, the relationship between grandparents and grandchildren is probably the least complicated relationship in the world. The relationship
with the fewest, it has the fewest strings attached. It is that's a really great way to say it. It's as unconditional as anything, isn't it?
That's right. The complications and in Eye of My Heart, the book deals with the complications as well as the absolute wonder of grandparenthood, but the complications are never with the grandchildren, it's with the adult children. And that's where it's very sticky, because what I discovered when I became a grandparent very quickly was that I could love my granddaughter fiercely, but I had no say in anything. I had no control.
Right,
I had no power.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a fairly dramatic story, which is that my son and daughter-in-law were living near us in Washington and a mile away, and we were there for the birth of the baby. And when she was 1 month old, they announced that Washington really was not working for them, and
they were leaving,
and they moved overseas
to
Europe. So I was a puddle on the floor when they left.
No kidding.
Yeah, and that's when I realized I can love her with all my heart and all my being, but I have no say in anything. So grandparenthood for me has really been about learning how to let go in a way and sort of whatever expectations you have, you really have to recalibrate them.
I bet you learned about Skype and internet video real quick, didn't you?
I certainly did. We Skype a lot, but I got to tell you, Skype, it's not exactly the same as being in the room and
the hugs are different, aren't they?
And being able to play with them. So we do Skype a lot. We visit as much as we possibly can. And I think that's also, this isn't just me, but it's very much of the world we live in right now.
Yep.
We are living in a global village.
Mm-hmm.
So long-distance grandparenting, it is very common, very different from when most of us were growing up and grandma lived a few blocks away and was always available to babysit.
What have you learned? What did you learn? Talk to us about some of the stories that are in your book. What did you learn from these ladies?
Oh, so many things. Interestingly, Anne Royfe, who's a very well-known, wonderful writer, the title of her essay is Grandmothers Should Be Seen But Not Heard. And it's really what she writes about is how the number one commandment for being a grandparent is learning how to seal your lips. And I think she's right. So,
yeah, she is.
That was pretty amazing. Judy Viorst in the book has a hilarious story about competition among grandparents, and especially, you know, sort of grandparents one-upping each other about my grandchild is more wonderful than yours, but also grandparents in the same family. And one of the things that I've come across again and again is that it's very different, and I don't know if you have this experience, when you are the grandparent on the mother's side versus the grandparent on the father's
it's
side.
It's different.
It is different because young mothers turn to their own mothers.
The babies are tied to the mothers and therefore to the grandmothers of the mother.
That's right.
Yeah, a mother of the mother. No, there's no question about that. Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. Barbara Graham, quick break. We're going to be right back with Barbara. She is the editor of this outstanding new book, folks, Eye of My Heart. Sounds like a book you ought to buy two of, one for yourself and one to give away. We're back. It's 7:23 after the hour. Little Bobby Darin bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. You can subscribe to it as well. Lots and lots of stuff there. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, whatever time you have, we have something for you. Everything under the small business sun right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Barbara Graham is our guest and our new friend, not a new friend, because we're going to get her back in the future to talk to us some more about this grandparent thing. Her book, the book that she's edited with, along with the contributions of 27 writers, 27 grandmothers, is called Eye of My Heart. Barbara, tell us where the book's available, please.
The book is available everywhere. It's in bookstores. It is on Amazon. It is out just this week, but out in stores on sale. So
this is a wonderful gift book.
It should be easy to find and a good one for Mother's Day.
Yep. A wonderful gift book, folks. As I said earlier, buy two. You're going to want to give one away, but you don't buy one to give away because you'll never get in their hands. You'll keep it. I promise you. So buy two, and then you'll have one to give away. Barbara, talk to us some more about some of the things that the grandmothers taught you.
There's some wonderful, wonderful stories in the book, but Mary Pfeiffer, I don't know if you... She's a wonderful writer. She wrote a book called Reviving Ophelia that was a big, big bestseller about teenage girls. And when she wrote the introduction to Eye of My Heart, and one of the very first things she said in our first conversation was, you know, when you become a grandparent, all these issues that you think you had already resolved in your life, like competition, feeling like you're back in junior high school, competing with the other grandparents,
right.
get triggered all over again
yep.
when you become a grandparent, because suddenly you're one of four, or in, you know, families like mine, there are six grandparents because there are two steps, and some families have eight grandparents. You
right.
practically need to rent a bus to get everyone to a soccer game.
Right. You need a playbook just to keep up with everybody.
Exactly. And so suddenly you feel this incredibly powerful attachment, yet at the same time you're one of many, and you don't call the shots. You may disagree with some of the ways in which your adult children are raising their children.
And don't count on the other grandparents to play by the rules.
No.
They may or they may not.
That's exactly right. There's one story in the book in Judy Viorst's essay about competition where she talks about how every time the paternal grandmother takes the kids out, the maternal grandmother writes her a thank you note, which is a very passive-aggressive way of saying, I'm top banana. She treats this woman as though she's some sort of helpful.
Well, now wait a minute. Maybe she's being genuine. Maybe she's just saying, you know, what a nice thing. That maybe she's just being nice.
Maybe, but it's nice with a little twist of a
knife. I got you. Okay, all right. Am I going to have to write a grandfather book here, Barbara?
You might. I focused on grandmothers in this book, but grandfathers have many, many, many. Any story.
What's the difference? Well. What do you think is the difference between grandfathers and grandmothers in the lives of these kids?
Well, I think.
Do you think there's a difference Do you think that if grandfathers wrote a book about like this one, that there'd be much difference?
I think in most families.
Besides the sports metaphors.
I don't know. I think the stakes. With grandmothers, because grandmothers are used to being mothers, and being, for the most part, the primary caretaker of their children.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of carry that same maternal energy into grandparenthood.
Right.
And so it may be that the stakes are a little higher. They're more identified with that maternal role.
Barbara, I think that just like parenting, there needs to be both.
I agree.
Needs to be the grandmother, because the grandmother can do things that the grandfather can't do, and the grandfathers can make sure certain things happen that the grandmother just can't make herself do.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think there is another volume to be written on this that tells the grandfather's stories, because again the relationships between the grandchildren and the grandfathers are so uncomplicated that, as you were saying in your own family, it gets complicated with the adult children, especially when they're not your own children.
You know, my son paid me what I think must be the ultimate grandfather compliment the other day. He told me, he said, you know, I was telling my wife the other day, he said, we really ought to be glad about Dad and Mom. He said, they don't mess in our lives. They don't stick their nose in our business. So I thought that was a pretty good grandfather compliment.
That is wonderful, and that's what...
It's hard. It's hard. It's so hard, though, Barbara.
It is. It's hard. You've got to seal your lips, but you have to play by their rules. The rules may be different than when we were raising them.
And in order to get access to our grandkids,
we
do play by the rules, don't we?
You've got to keep your mouth shut and, you know, go... play by their playbook
I tell you, Barbara, I've got to wrap it up. We've had so much fun, and I want to thank you
great,
for
Jim.
I want to thank you for being here. Congratulations on the book. I Have My Heart, folks. 27 different articles. Barbara Graham is the editor, but she's also a grandmother as well, and that puts her pretty high up on my list. Gonna take a quick break. 29 after this grandfather. We'll be right back.
We skip the life and fandango.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.